Hey Master Souls, Stacy here, and today we are talking about tools versus the way. The way. Boom, boom, boom. So listen, I want to just take a moment here to clarify something that will serve you well for your entire life. And it's something that you already know. But it is the fact that nothing that you have learned in Master Soul University is the way, the only way, the best way, the formula way, step into my box and do it just like me way. In fact, for Master Souls, there is no such thing as the way. In fact, many times the way changes midstream, mid-thought, mid-sentence, mid-launch, mid-business, mid-life. Whatever it is, the way is not something that's static, and the way is not something that anyone else can teach you, ever. However, you can learn and accumulate super powerful tools. And these tools will serve you on the path. See, everything in Master Soul University, those are tools for your toolkit. Your intuition is a tool. Meditation, a tool. Are you getting it? Every book you read, every way that you find to market yourself, every website, everything at our disposal, knowledge, physical things, cyber things, those are all simply tools. And we get to choose how to use them. I have, over the years, developed a different way for me to look at classes, look at things that I want to sign up for, look at coaches I want to hire, look at books that I want to read, classes I want to purchase, right? And I look at it like this. Is there one thing, not the entire class, not the entire experience with this coach, but is there one thing that I'm really desiring to learn to add to my toolkit right now? And maybe that's an awareness. Maybe that's learning how to use, you know, widgets better. Whatever it is there one thing in this that I would like to add to my toolkit? And if there is one thing that I'd like to add to my toolkit, then nothing else matters. I'm going in with that clear guidance of saying, this is the tool that I need. And if I learn more tools than that, great. And if I don't learn anything more than that, then that's okay too, because this is the one tool that I need here. Because I know this tool will help me when I use it with this tool to implement this. I'm not going in asking for the way. I'm not going in expecting everything to be solved by someone else, by someone else's way to be my way. What I'm saying is my way will unfold for me, and you have a tool that I would like to learn. A tool. Many tools. Who knows? You've learned quite a few tools from me here in Master Soul University. Not all of them are ones that you're going to apply regularly or ever. But did you get one thing? And so my requirement is, if I'm going to sign up for this, what's the one tool that I'm looking for? And is it worth signing up for, or is it something I can Google? And three, is it worth the cost? Time, money, energy, experience-wise, whatever it is. Convenience-wise, right? Is there one tool that I can get from here? And is it worth everything that needs to happen for this to actually be in my field of knowledge, to be in my cosmic toolkit? So we have these toolboxes, and everything that we learn goes in that toolbox. And we get to pull it out when we need those tools. And so look at your life, look at the wealth of knowledge, and don't be depressed that you signed up for that class and, you know, only got one thing from it when you expected everything, because the problem is you probably went into it thinking that you were going to find the way, and there's no such thing. It's a myth that there is a way. You know what there is? There's a tool. Or there's an awareness. I've signed up for classes expecting that one tool and got nothing. And you know what my awareness was? My awareness is that, oh, I already knew all of this and I didn't need it. And I don't guilt, blame, or shame myself for signing up and not getting anything from it. I thank myself for the awareness. I don't get upset when I go in and just get the one tool I needed because I went in not asking for the way, right? I went in asking for the tool. So as I dive in to create new things or give myself new challenges or take something out of my crock pot and wonder how to do it, I don't necessarily have a recipe or a way that that's going to come out, but I can look at it and say, what are the tools that I have that fit this thing, this beautiful widget? What are the tools I need to create this widget? And I might be missing a crisscross screwdriver, and now I can go to the store and say, I specifically need a crisscross screwdriver, which I'm sure someone else knows the real name for. And I can buy that crisscross screwdriver and I can complete the creation of my widget. See, if we really understand that we have the knowledge of the way simply by following our divine guidance, and we rely on that guidance first, not other people's dictation of what the way needs to look like, then what we get to do is say, okay, great. And now that I know that this is going to be my way for this widget, might not be my way for all the widgets, but for this widget, this is what I'm feeling we need to do first. Then we can really look at it and say, what are the tools I have already in my toolkit that I could pull out and start using? And what specific tools do I need to add to the toolkit to make this better? And that is a different conversation than when you're going out searching for answers, searching for other people's ways. Stop chasing gurus. You've got this. Dive into your toolkit or look for tools that you can use. But stop looking for the way. That's it. I can't wait to hear your comments and chat about this in the group. I love you all, Master Souls, and all.